Brent Beard of First Coast News and co-host of the SEC and Helping podcast. Brent, how was your weekend? How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. We are inching ever closer to media days and enjoying the College World Series. Big game tonight with Ole Miss and Arkansas. And I believe whoever wins that game is going to be in the winner's bracket. This is like a lot of tournaments. If you win your first two games, you are golden. And I think the winner of tonight's game will not have to play again until Thursday, if not Friday.
Yeah, and I will say this, Stanford, as crazy as it sounds, Brent, well, let me start with the weekend. So we had the opening round, if you want to call it that, of the College World Series, and all of the seeded teams lost. You had Oklahoma who won, Notre Dame who won, Arkansas beat Stanford, and then Ole Miss beat Auburn. And just recently here, Auburn beat Stanford. So Stanford, who is the two seed, is already out.
Well, that's amazing. But that's what happened. Auburn, frankly, was struggling. I mean, Stanford had a 2-0 lead, and it looked for a while that that may keep going for them, but it didn't. And then Auburn gets ahead. Auburn's real strength in this series is getting Burkholder in at some point. I believe Burkholder pitched the last three innings. So now maybe he will, but I don't know exactly yet, but I think probably Auburn plays the loser of the game tonight.
Yes.
So, and that would be probably tomorrow. I think when you get in the loser's bracket, I mean, you basically play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if you can even get that far. So there will come a time to where they may not be able to use Burkholder because of the work he's already done.
Right, and yeah, Brent, you are correct. So for Auburn, they had the game today. If they win tomorrow against the loser of Arkansas and Ole Miss, they will play Wednesday. Then they will play on Thursday if they win that one, and that would get to they would finally get a break if they were to make it to the championship series. But as far as the series is concerned, there's some people who maybe say, well, they've got a loser side of the bracket. I don't know how much I like that. You know, it should be win or go home to kind of a deal. Do you like the way that this is made up with this tournament, where if you lose a game, you still have a chance, but by golly, you're going to have to work really, really hard and have a lot of fortune in some ways to really make it back?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the way it is all throughout. In the regionals and super regionals to some point, the best thing they did a few years ago was to make the championship series 2 out of 3, because you really should not have a situation to where you play all these games and then you've got only one game to decide the national championship. I'm very glad that they changed that rule. That needed to happen in order to have a much, much fair way to determine the champion.
Out of all the games that have been played so far, are you most impressed with Arkansas's thrashing of Stanford more than anything else, or has there been somebody else who has stood out over the course of the College World Series?
I mean, Ole Miss has looked really good, too. But I mean, Arkansas really is to the point where they really have found themselves. Ole Miss has been a great story too. Now again, the truth of the matter is, can anybody beat Oklahoma in the midst of this either, because of the way they have played? And probably if there's a disappointing part of the World Series. It's that there's no drama, frankly. I mean, you may have a little bit, but the reality is, I mean, virtually every one of these games, I'll bet you the scoring differential has probably been what, Drew, 4 or 5 runs every game.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Yeah, the closest game is a tie between Oklahoma beating Notre Dame 6-2 and Notre Dame beating Texas 7-3. Every other game, Ole Miss beating Auburn 5-1. Other than that, it was 17-2. Arkansas beating Stanford. Texas A&M beat Texas 10-2, and then Oklahoma beat Texas A&M 13-8.
Well, then that's an issue. It's still good baseball. There's no question about that. But the I got amused the other day. I was listening to Sirius Radio, ESPNU. They said, and this is not even that long ago. I mean, this is like a decade ago, talking about, and I'm sure this had to be in Rosenblatt, but that there was a year, Drew, where there were more bunts than home runs. they had something. It was just something ungodly. And I don't remember what the numbers were, but there were maybe less than 10 home runs in the whole deal, and there were probably either closer or more than 100 bunts. I mean, I'm being facetious here, but I don't know if there were 100 bunts in the SEC the whole season.
Hey, yeah, as profound a case of small ball as I guess you could find, and that was prior to them getting the new stadium, correct? If it was what 10 years ago, how long has it been since they? Because didn't they upgrade the stadium, or either upgraded it, or didn't they move it? If I'm mistaken,
right? Yeah, and they moved it. I mean, Rosenblatt's still like it should be a time honored treasure. Over the years, but still, I don't think there's any question. This is worked out well, and they've got great attendance. Mm. There should be more shade at that park than there is. They should have thought about that, but. At the same time, look, the great thing to me, the great thing about the World Series is, I mean, you've got, and I don't sit there and watch every pitch, but while I'm working, it's on in the background. While I'm traveling, it's on in the car.
Sure.
It starts at 2, and then you start it at 7. So you basically minimally have got baseball from at least 2 to 10, if not 2 to 11.
I think the way that they've done it is it's convenient, and obviously you'd like the games to maybe be a little bit closer just from the standpoint of drawing attention, but I think it's good the way that they've formatted this up. I want to jump to some stuff with college football real quick. Florida State, new broadcaster replacing the great Gene Deckeroff and Jeff Culhane. To me, I talked about it a little bit earlier on the show. Nobody's going to replace what Gene Deckeroff did, similar to how nobody's going to be like Al Michaels or Vin Scully, you know, when Al Michaels is officially done, or any of the others, but Keith Jackson. But everybody can have their own niche. I think this is a good hire given his experience. I mean, at North Dakota State, he's called championship games and playoff games in the FCS. He's been at Nebraska and been at West Virginia. I feel like this is a hire that makes sense for a program as top-notch as Florida State would like to be.
I've never heard of him, but that doesn't mean anything. People don't realize North Dakota State has been a tremendous football program over the years, playing for championships. I thought Drew Tom Block may get that job. Mm. Tom Block, who has been a part of the Seminole radio and TV broadcast for years, but I wasn't alone in that. There are a lot of other people who did too, but you know, that doesn't always happen, and you don't know why they always make hires, but still, it's a plum job, and so is Florida. I mean, Florida still got to replace Mick Hubert. Nothing new on that yet, and that will be very interesting. But I don't think we'll ever have a situation where both Florida and Florida State the jobs come open the same year.
Yeah, that was very surprising, and yeah, not sure if that's going to happen again. George Klyavkov, Pac-12 commissioner, had some comments about the NCAA shouldn't run college football and this and that and the other. And you could say, well, that, you know, they haven't really run it. They've had other people within, but we've seen Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, say there needs to be some sort of a designated group, kind of like how the NCAA or how college basketball's got one. Does college football just need to have the college football playoff committee really be in charge of everything, as opposed to, and while they may be a branch of the NCAA, you know, having a designated group that is in control of ranking the teams and providing playoff rankings, should that committee that is made up of many athletic directors be the ones making the decisions in regards to rulings and scheduling and everything like that?
I don't think so. I think what they need is more of a committee with some, and I mean, you can make an argument about, how that committee could get it done. But I think the reality is the thing they need, is more probably, my real concern, in that situation would be where can you get enough ADs from the major schools to make decisions? See, the problem is way too often in these committees, you've got ADs on much smaller schools who are making decisions for everyone else. And frankly, I just don't see how. I just don't think that's very wise. If you've got, shall we say, big boy football, you need to have a situation to where you've got athletic directors from major schools who are doing it. So, but look, right now, because the NCAA's incompetence, or lack of staff. Drew, frankly, the conferences are running it anyway.
Yep, they are. And I don't know if we're ever going to get back to where the NCAA really has its footprint on it the way that it used to. I don't know if we ever get back there. But as far as the season is concerned itself, we've got probably Alabama in to be favored. Ohio State, I think, is favored to be in. Clemson has been mentioned in there. Georgia's also been in. Not very a lot of similar teams to what we're used to seeing. But the Heisman race is something that can go a little bit separate than the playoff teams themselves. Give me one player who you think is definitely going to be in the Final Four, and then give me another one who you think maybe is a little bit underrated, who isn't getting quite as much popularity at this point of the season, or isn't being talked about enough in regards to winning the Heisman Trophy this year.
Oh, Will Anderson, the Alabama linebacker, could win it. That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it would be a surprise to have a defensive player to do that, but that frankly would not surprise me. To see that, I mean, obviously Bryce in Alabama is going to be involved. The Texas running back, I think he has two. I mean, you can have somebody in the SEC if they had a big year. I mean, somebody like I'm not saying he will, but somebody like a Spencer Rattler type guy, you know, really put up big numbers and get some attention. But I mean, right now it's a quarterback. Right now it's a quarterback award from teams that are in the playoff hunt. And frankly, Drew, I really don't see that changing.
Do you think that, and I guess we can end with this, I want to go back to the college football playoff rankings because I remember what I was going to ask and I had lost train of thought. But the committee, so the AP preseason poll comes out. I've always argued that I can't stand the AP poll because I think in some way, shape, or form, we always see this where at least two or three teams that they rank in the top 10 or top 15 are not even close to that by the time the season's done. But I think the way that they rank teams impacts the way the college football playoff committee may rank them. Do you think the committee should have their polls come out a little bit earlier in the season so that the AP poll doesn't necessarily have as much of an effect on how things are kind of seeded? I just think that for the AP poll, that doesn't necessarily mean anything in the grand scheme of things, influences the college football playoff committee's rankings a little bit more than I think it should, and maybe that's just because they have something to reference off of, like reference points. But what are your thoughts on maybe the committee, I guess, I don't know if this will ever happen, but the playoff rankings existing further into the earlier in the season than later, I guess?
Well, the AP poll, but basically what you get out of the magazines.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to come up with anybody different than what you've got in the magazines. I mean, frankly, for the playoff committee, the polls come out at a good time, which is later on.
Okay.
In October, after they sift through it to some degree. So all in all, I think it probably right now is good. I mean, I get the consternation with the AP poll, but it's still kind of a guide. It's still a talking point until the playoff poll comes out.
Most definitely. Well, Brent, I appreciate the time as always. You have a blessed week, and we'll talk more College World Series and college football as we get closer and closer to the season. You have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Good. Thank you, Drew. Take care.